Today's daf is daf Gimel, and we left off at the bottom of Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara said, Ela Tolda de Keren, Ke Keren, the Chikamar of Papa, Hashem Veregel. Now, we left off yesterday, really in the midst of the following give and take of the Gemara. The Mishnah, if you remember, had said that there were Arba Avos Nezikin, which implied that there are Toldos. The Gemara then wanted to know, and had the following question, whether the Toldos of these Avos Nezikin are Kayotze Ben or Lav Kayotze Ben, meaning, are the Toldos of the Avos Nezikin similar in Halacha to the Avos Nezikin, or not? Not similar in their Dinim and Halachos. The Gemara looked to other areas of Shas, that had Avos and Toldos, such as Shabbos and Tumah, and came up with nothing, because Shabbos, the Gemara showed that the Toldos were Kayotze Ben, they were similar in their Dinim to the Avos Malachos. The Toldos Malachos were Kayotze Behen of the Avos Malachos. But by Tuma, the Avos and the Toldos were Lav Kayotze Behen, were not similar in Halacha to the Avos. So, what's the story by Nezikin? Could go either way. So, Rav Papa then came along with a statement, just a blanket statement. Yesh Mehen Kayotze Behen, the Yesh Mehen Lav Kayotze Behen. Some of the Toldos of Nezikin are similar in their Dinim to its Avos, meaning Kayotze Behen, and some of the Toldos are not similar in their Dinim to the Avos, meaning Lav Kayotze Behen. Now it's interesting, we'll ultimately see that really all the Toldos, according to Rav Papa, are going to be Kayotze Behen. We're going to see that today by the end of the Gemara today, except for one. But before we get there, to that one case that the Tolda of a certain Av is Lav Kayotze Behen, the Gemara went through and will continue to go through today an exhaustive search of all the Avos to see which Avos have Toldos that are Kayotze Behen. They have Toldos that have the similar same Halachos as the Av, and which ones are not Kayotze Behen, which ones have Halachos that are different. It goes through each and every Av and then with their Toldos. Yesterday the Gemara first talked about the Av of Keren, that's what it was discussing, and it went through its source, it went through what the source for the Av of Keren, it went through also what the Toldos were, and ultimately concluded that when it comes to Keren, the Toldos of Keren are Kayotze Behen, where they will share the same Halachos as the Avos, in that the Toldos share the same essential characteristics of the Av, and therefore Misvara will share the same Halachos, will have the similar Halachos, the same Dinim as the Av. The Gemara will now tackle the Avos of Shem Beregel, following the same pattern. First, seeking their source in the Torah, then spelling out their Toldos, and questioning whether the Toldos are Kayotze Behen, similar to their Avos in Halacha, or Lav Kayotze Behen, not similar to their Avos, to their Av in the Halachos, etc. So we continue now with the Gemara. So the Gemara had said, we know off yesterday, Ela Tolda de Keren, Keren. As we said, the Gemara had concluded yesterday that the Tolda of Keren is like Keren. And therefore, when Rav Papa had said that there are Toldos that are Lav Kayotze Behen, that are not similar to the Av, do not have the same Halachos as the Av, it's not referring to Keren. The Kika Amar Rav Papa, we're continuing on. The Kika Amar Rav Papa, Hashem Veregel. And it must be the Rav Papa. When he said Lav Kayotze Behen, he was talking about the Avos of Shein Veregel. So now the Gemara asks, like it asked before by Keren, and what's the source? Shein Veregel, Heichek Siva. Where do we find the source for these Avos of Shein Veregel in the Torah? As we will see, neither the word Shein nor Regel is said explicitly. The Gemara will not ask, where do we find Bor in the Torah? Because the Pasuk says Bor. So if the Pasuk mentions Bor, you don't have to ask Heichek Siva. But Shein Veregel, right, it has to ask. The same way it asked V'chi Yigach, because it didn't know what Yigach meant. So now it's going to ask Shein Veregel. We don't see where it is in the Torah, but there are going to be some psukim that we're not going to know what those words mean, and those are going to ultimately be associated with Shein Veregel. The Tanya. V'shilach zeh haregel. So there's the pasuk. If you go to the sheets that I gave you to see in terms of the psukim, so go to the sheet of the psukim, and you have here Shmos Perichav Beis Pasuk Dalit. The pasuk says Ki Yaver Ish Sodeh O Kerem that when a man takes his behema to a field or to a vineyard, v'shilach es bi'iro, and he sends forth his behema, he sends out his behema, u'bi'er b'sader acher, and the behema goes and consumes in another field. So the two words that are going to be key here is v'shilach and u'bi'er, as I have underlined there on the sheet. And the Gemara is going to now say the word v'shilach, sending forth the behema v'shilach, is going to refer to regel, and ubier is going to refer to shame, but we're going to see how it does it. So the Brisa says, the Tanya, v'shilach zeh regel, v'shilach, the words in the pasuk, and he sends out the behema zeh regel. That's referring to the mazik of regel. V'chein hu omer mishalchei regel hashor v'achamor. As we see a pasuk that says, that send forth the foot, mishalche regel. This is a pasuk in Yeshayo, but you see the term mishalche next to regel. So shilach is regel. Ubier zu hashem. And bier, the word ubier besada acher, that refers to the mazik of shame. Bechein hu omer, kaasher yivaer hagalal atumo, as the tooth consumes until its end. Now yivaer we see is the term consumes, that we know. But how do we know that galal means the tooth consumes? Galal, where do you see the word galal meaning tooth, shame, eating with its shame, consuming with its shame? So Rashi has a couple of pshatim, other mishafarshim have other pshatim. We'll just give one pshat of Rashi, where Rashi says galal, similar to the word megula, and a tooth, a shame, is something that is sometimes megula, sometimes exposed, and sometimes hidden. And therefore, galal refers to shame. There are other pshatim as well, ayin sham. So that is the brisa. V'shilach teaches us the mazik of regel, and ubiyer teaches us the mazik of shame, and that's the pasuk, ki yaver ish, sadeh al-kerem, v'shilach es b'iro, ubiyer v'sadeh acher, and ultimately it says, meita sadeh u'meitav karmo yishalim, because you have to pay for those mazikim of v'shilach, which is regel, and bier, which is shame. So the Gemara continues on. Amar mar. So it's going to now zero in on the brisa and break it down and ask some important questions on this brisa. So first, it's going to deal with the first part of the brisa. V'shilach, it said zu haregel. V'shilach refers to the mazik of regel. Once again, just remember, regel is the behema damaging in its ordinary, regular, common walking that it does as it walks. Wherever it walks, it's going to walk, and if it's going to walk on top of tavua, on top of produce, on top of vegetables, in someone else's field, it's going to damage it. But it's the regular, normal damaging in the course of the regular walking activity. V'chein hu omer mishalchei regel hashor v'hachamor. And the Braisa had said, we learn that shilach means regel from the pasuk of mishalchei regel hashor v'hachamor. So the Gemara says, taima dekasav rachmana mishalchei regel hashor v'hachamor. The reason why we know that v'shilach in the pasuk means regel is because there's a pasuk that says mishalchei regel hashor v'chamor, connecting the word shilach to regel. Halav hachi v'mai mukem asla. If it didn't have this pasuk, if the Braisa didn't bring this pasuk, if Chazal did not bring this pasuk of mishalchei regel hashor v'chamor, how else would they have understood the word v'shilach? How else would they have understood and established mukem asla? How else would they have established the word v'shilach to mean which av? What av? What else would it mean? E Karen, if you want to say v'shilach would mean Karen, ksiv, we already have the av of Karen from v'chi yigach. E Shane, if you want to say it's the av of Shane, Shane once again, let's remind ourselves, Shane is the normal act of eating, where the idea is that it's damaging in the normal fashion of self gratification, that it's damaging is one in which the behema gets hana, self-gratifies. So ishain, so if you want to say v'shilach meant shain, ksiv, it's already written, because that we just said in the same brisa, ubier refers to shain. So the Gemara says, no, it's derech. No, we really do need that extra pasuk of mishalchei regel to tell us that v'shilach is regel. Salka daita chamina, the Gemara says, if we didn't have the pasuk of v'shilach, I would have thought idi v'idi yashain. Both the term v'shilach and the term ubier both refer to the mazik of shame. But why? So the Gemara says, v'had mechal yekarna, had lo mechal yekarna. It's coming to teach us the following. Because if you didn't go ahead and have both v'shilach and ubir, you would have thought that when are you chayiv? When are you chayiv for shein? You chayiv for shein dafka when mechal yakarna, dafka ubir, dafka when the shein consumes the produce, totally consumes it. You never know that you're going to be chayiv for shein when it just damages but doesn't consume. So therefore you need shein learned out from both ubir to teach us not only when the shein totally consumes it, but also even if the shein damages where the principle that it damages is not totally consumed by the shein. Now, it's very important. We're going to have, as I told you, we're going to be sending out down the line the links to my audio shiurim, and we will see that it needs analysis why we'd have a havamina b'chlal that shein, you would not be chayim just for stam damaging if it doesn't consume, but that's in terms of the analysis. However, for our purposes, on the most basic level, the Gemara is saying here is that if we didn't have this extra pasuk of Mishalche Regel to teach us the connection between Vishilach and Regel, we would have thought that Vishilach and Ubir were both referring to these two types of shame. One, Ubir meaning shame that totally consumes, and Shilach meaning shame that does not totally consume, it just damages. And therefore, we need Vishalche, Kamash Malam, the Gemara says, from Mishalche, that Vishilach refers to Regel, and Ubir refers to shame. So now the Gemara asks the next logical question. Vahashta du kimna regel. Now once we say that v'shilach means regel, so shein lo mechal yakarna menolon. From where do we know that even shein that doesn't consume is going to be chayiv? Because if we just said that, we might have thought that only shein that consumes is chayiv, is a mazik, and all we have is the pasuk of beer, so then how do we know that shein that doesn't totally consume is going to be chayiv? Is going to be a mazik. So the Gemara says, Dumi de regel. The Gemara now makes a hekesh. Since in the same pasuk it says right next to each other, Vishilach and Ubir, so the Gemara makes this hekesh and says that Bier is Dumi de Shilach, that Shein is similar to regel. Ma regel, the same way regel, clearly, Loshna Mechal Yakarna, when the foot damages, there's no difference between when it totally consumes Veloshna Lo Mechal Yakarna, and there's no difference when the regel damages but doesn't totally consume that which it damages. In both cases, by regel, we say clearly regel is a mazik, an ava mazik that is chayiv, even if it just damages and doesn't consume. Af shein, so too, in the hekesh, we see from v'shilach / ubir, that shein as well, lo shna mechal yakana, doesn't make a difference whether the shein totally consumes, v'lo shna lo mechal yakana, and nor does it make a difference, right? If the shein does not totally consume, but just damages, one will be chayiv. So now the Gemara goes back in and zeroes in again. Amar mar, zeroes back in on the brisa. The second part of the brisa said, ubier zu hashein. Bier in the pasuk refers to the av malacha of shein. The chein hu omer. And this, the brisa went on to say, and similarly, where do we see that bier means shein? It says, kasher yiva'er hagalal atumo. As the tooth consumes Yiva'er until its end. And once again, we explained before how galal means tooth. So tooth and bier, shein, equals bier. Time of the kasa rachmana kasha yiva'er hagalal atumo. The only way we knew, seemingly, from this brisa, that bier equals shein is from kasha yiva'er hagalal atumo. Halav hachi, but if you didn't have this extra pasuk of kasha yiva'er hagalal atumo, b'mayim kimula, how would you have established? How would you have established the word ubier to mean? What would you have assumed that the word bier meant? What av would it be? E karen, if you want to say it's karen, ksiv. E regel, if you want to say, right, karen we know is already in the pasuk from v'chiyigach. E regel, if you want to say it's regel, that's also ksiv. We just established that regel we learn out from v'shilach. So what else would bier be? Obviously bier means shame. So Gemara says, it's derech, no, if we didn't have, it's needed. Because if we didn't have this extra pasuk of kasher yivayer sakadai dechamina, I would have thought idi v'idi aregel. I would have thought that both the shilach and the ubir is going on the av of regel. So how could that be? So it goes very simple. Had the azel memela had the shalosh shluchei. that we think that the extra pasuk of ubier is to tell you that the extra word ubier is to tell you that you chayef a regel when you uzel memela, when the behema is uzel memela, when it walks and the animal goes by itself and damages. When it says v'shilach, that's referring to when the behema is sent out and damages with its regel, where the person sends out to the field of his friend the animal and it damages. So therefore, if it didn't have the extra pasuk of kasher yevayer, we would have thought that both shilach and ubier are teaching us regel. The extra ubier is teaching us that even regel, where the behema went by itself, it wasn't sent into the other field by the owner, even when it went by itself, even there, the person is going to be chaya, that is going to be the av of regel. So that's what we would have thought if we didn't have the pasuk of kasher yevayer, kamash malan, that we have the pasuk of kasher yevayer, hagalo, atumo, to teach us that bier in the pasuk equals shame, and of course, shilach equals regel. Then the Gemara similarly asks the same type of question. V'hashta de uki yashen. Now, once we say ubir means shame, so taka regel de azla memela minon. So at the end of the day, how do we know that regel, when the behemoth walked by itself, went off by itself and damaged with its regel, how do we know that the owner will be chayiv? Because it only says v'shilach. And v'shilach implies when the owner sends the animal off to the other field, when he sends it out to the other field, not when it goes by itself. So the Gemara says, once again, a hekesh, duv yidishen, because we have here ubier next to the word, ubier next to the word v'shilach, to give us the hekesh, of shame to regel, ma shein loshna shalcha shluchei, same way by shame. There's no difference whether it was sent out. Loshna dazel memela, there's no difference whether it was sent out and it damaged with by eating, or if it went by itself, the behema, and it damaged the field with by eating, there's no difference. It just says ubiari. So even if it's azal mamela, so af regel, so two regel, based on the hekesh, lo shna shal chashluche, there's no difference whether shal chashluche, whether the animal was sent out by the owner to the field, lo shna azal mamela, or if the animal went by itself and damaged by itself, when it went out by itself, it damaged with its regel, so too in that case, from this hekesh to shein, we see that regel will be chayiv even when it goes off by itself and damages with its regel. So now the Gemara says, "V'lichto rachmana v'shilach v'lo bayu bier." Let the Torah go ahead and write v'shilach, and it shouldn't need the word bier at all. Now, what's the Gemara saying? So the Gemara says as follows: just have the word v'shilach. Why? Because we're going to show you right now the mashma regel, that the word v'shilach, as we know, is mashma regel. It implies the word, it implies the ava regel. But also, as we're going to see, mashma shein. It's also going to apply v'shilach. It's going to imply shein. So mashma regel, we know it implies and it teaches regel, the word v'shilach, yichsiv, as we already had the pasuk, mishachei regel, hashor v'achamor. That's the pasuk that we had already. But now the Gemara brings another pasuk. But v'shilach also could be referring to shein, because it's mashma shein. It implies shein as well. Because it's another pasuk, yichsiv, v'shein behemos, ashalach bam. The shein of behemos, I will send against them. So you see here, v'shein ashalach is the connection between shein and shilach. So you see that the word shilach could refer to both shein and regel. So the Gemara answers, no. Ilav kra yisera, if you did not have this extra pasuk, ubier havamina, I might have thought, oha, oha. I might have thought v'shilach meant either regel or shein, one or the other. O regel de zeka matzah. Either regel, who, as we know, it has the chumrah, the stringency that it is a very common type of damage while it's walking, or shein, or ubin shein, who has its own chumrah stringency, the yeshana laziko, that it's damaging via self gratification. It's hana when it damages. So each of them have their own stringency, their own stringent aspect, unique aspect that would say that there is more reason for it to be an av hamazik than the other. So the Gemara says we would think it's one or the other, oha oha, but not both of them, and that's why we would need the extra pasuk ubiyah. So the Gemara says, no, not so fast. Mechdei shkulin hein. That doesn't make sense. They're both equal because they each have a shrinency. We have oshneim, so it should be able. The shilach should be able to teach both because they each have an aspect of chumrah. So why would we take one out? The hayim minayim mafket. Which one should we take out and say that is not an av? So therefore, both shein and regel, since they each have this chumrah dika aspect, should both be learned out from the word b'shilach, since it could imply both, and they each have reason. They each have a reason that would be telling us that b'shilach actually means regel and shein. So we can learn both. So the Gemara now says it's derech. No, even so, even though in theory you might have been able to learn both shein and regel from b'shilach, you're still going to need the extra pasuk of ubiyah. Why? If you only had the shilach, so you would say that, yeah, we're going to learn both shein and regel from the shilach. But that's only if the owner sends forth the animal and it damages with its regel or damages with its shein. How would we know that if it goes by itself, that you're going to be chayy, that it's going to be a mazik? There's going to be a mazik of shein and regel there if it goes by itself, the behema. So aval azla memela lo. I might have said that if I didn't have the extra pasuk of ubir, I might have said that when the behema went off by itself and damaged with shein and regel lo, it would not be chayiv. Tamash malan. So therefore, you have bir to teach you that bir means shein, shilach means regel, and you learn from shilach to shilach that even when the animal goes by itself and it damages both the shein and regel, one is going to be chayiv for both shein and regel. Now the Gemara says, told of the shein mahi, the told of shein, what is it? Told of shein is chachacha b'chosel lahanasa. If it rubs up against the wall to get hana, to feel good, to self-gratify. If it tinfa peros lahanasa, or it went ahead, another told of would be where it didn't go up, scrub up against the wall like nischacha b'chosel to get hana. It tinfa peros. It went ahead and it messed up fruit or produce by, let's say, rolling in it. La nasa, to feel good. It rolled in the vegetable garden to feel good, and it damaged, messed up the produce. So maishna shein. So now the Gemara says, so what is unique about shein? The yesh hana laziko umamon chosh mirasin alecha. There is self gratification and it's damaging. It is shein is the person's mamon, it's the shein of his animal. Ushmirasin alecha, and he has to watch his animal from going in and damaging with his shein. So hani nami. So these told us as well. The schachah b'chotel l'anasa and matinfa peres l'anasa are both activities in which yesh hanala zik, and the self gratification and it's damaging. When it rubs up against the wall, feels good. When it rolls around the peros, it feels good. So that's shein. It's the same essential characteristics. It shares the same essential characteristics. It's umamoncha. It's also the property of the owner that's damaging, which means he has to go ahead and watch it. So therefore, since it shares the same essential core characteristics, there's no reason why they should have different dinim and halachas, and therefore it should be kayotzi behen el told of the shein kishein. Therefore, you must conclude that once again, this cannot be Rav Papa's case of lav kayotzi behen, but rather this is another tolda that is kayotzi behen, told of the shein kishein. The chikamah Rav Papa, when does Rav Papa say possibly lav kayotzi behen? At told of the regel. It must mean the tolda of regel. The tolda of regel. Will be lav kayotzi behen, will not share in the same character, in not share the halachos, will not have the same halachos as the av. So the Gemara says, told of the regel, mai. What is the told of regel? What are the told of regel? What are the subcategories? So the Gemara says, hazika begufa derech hilucha. If it's damaging, let's say, with its body while it's walking, bisara derech hilucha. Let's say it damages with its hair while walking. For example, as Rashi says, kalim got caught in the hair and he dragged it and broke the kalim. Bishlif shahaleha, where he has like a pack on its back, bepumbia shebepia, the bit in its mouth, bezug shebetzarava, the bell around its neck. All these are the animal damaging in its normal walking activity, either with its body, with its hair, with something on its back, something in its mouth, the bell around its neck. It walks around and, you know, ding ding ding, so you know that the animal's coming. If it damages one of those things in the normal activity of walking, that is a told of regal. So the Gemara says, Maishna regal, once again, what is unique about regal? There's zeka matzui, that the damage is very common, it's an activity that it always does, it's normal, extremely common, commonplace, umamoncha, and it's his property, ushmirasan alecha, and he has to go ahead and watch it. So haninami, so to all these cases, all these toldos that are damaging in the normal course of his walking in different fashions, even though it's not with his regal mamish, it shares the same essential characteristics of hezek and matzui, uma mocha shirasa lecha. Right? The toldos, also, there, all of these, the damage is very common, it's activity, it's something that's always done, uma mocha, and it's his property, shirasa lecha, and you have to watch it. So since it shares all the same characteristics, the essential characteristics of the av, it's only logical that ela tolda the regal karegal, that the tolda of regal should be like regal, it should be kayotze behen, it's dinim, the toldos of regal, the dinim should be exactly like the av, tolda the regal, karegal the av, the chikam Rav Papa tolda the boar, and Rav Papa says his halacha, it must be, when he's referring his halacha, that la piyotze behen, that the tolda does not have the same dinim as the av, it must be by boar. He says, tolda the boar, mayninu, tolda the boar, what is the tolda of boar? So here, the Gemara is going to make a nice stab, because ilema av yud v'tolda tes. If you want to say av is talking about a boar of yud, and a tolda is a boar of tes, and here it would be lav piyotzev, and because, as we're going to see later on, the av, this av of yud, a boar of yud, is necessary for to be chayiv if an animal dies in the boar. If an animal dies in a boar of tes, he will not be chayiv. And so tes is a tolda, because tes has a different din. A boar of tes will only be chayiv for damaging and not for killing an animal. But the Gemara says, impossible. Lo tes ksivi, lo yuksivi. We said originally yesterday, what makes something an av? An av is something that we find the category written in the Torah. And we don't see tes or yud written in the Torah. We see the word boar written in the Torah, but we don't see yud or tes written in written in the Torah. Okay, so the Gemara says, but no. Hello, Kash. That's not a problem. Let's go to the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ameis yelo. V'ameis yelo. This is the pasuk in Shmos Chaf Aleph. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Pasukim Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. So in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, it says, Balabor Yishalim Kesef Yashiv Lebal, v'ameis yelo. Amar Rachmana. That's what the Torah says. V'ameis yelo. The Kimlu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan knew and know that if you went to make a boar, Yud Av B'Misa, a boar Yud will kill. Tess, but a boar of tess, a boar of 10 tfachim high will kill. A boar of tess, a boar 9 tfachim high, okay, nezikin avdi, nezikin, it will go ahead and produce damage for an animal if it fell in a boar of tess. But misa lo avdi, but if an animal fell in a boar of tess and died, okay, the boar would not be the cause of that, and therefore a boar of tess is not going to be chayiv, the owner of the boar, for Misa. Okay, so therefore, this then could be that the Av would be Yud, because since the Pasuk is talking about the case of Hames Yelo, so that's what's Mefurish in the Torah, Yud Avdon Misa, and therefore that would be the Av. The Gemara says not. At the end of the day, Sof Sof, Ze Av L'Misa V'Ze Av L'Nezikin. At the end of the day, there are different categories that are implied from the pasuk of Lames Yelo, and the boar of Yud would be the Av for Misa, and the boar of Tes would be the Av for Nezikin, but the boar of Tes is not going to be a tolda of the Av of a boar Yud. They're each going to be separate Avos, one Lamisa, the boar Yud is the Av Lamisa, and the boar tes is the av nezikin. Now, what exactly this means, okay, is also going to be a separate Ian share that we're going to send out. Don't worry, it's going to come within the next couple of weeks. After you've already done a couple of chazaras, go to the chazara chart. Shout out to the very critical, here's a shout out to the very critical chazara chart that everyone should go ahead and utilize. That's a very important shout out. Follow the chazara chart. Day 1, day 2, day 9, day 39, and weiter. Follow the chart. By the way, day 1, you should actually, like today, when you're listening to this, you should chazer right away. That's, when it says 1, it means 1 chazara after you've listened to it. So you chazer right away when you do it, after you do it. It's very important. Let's move on. This is going to enable short-term and long-term memory. So the Gemara then says, Ella, so what then is the tolda of bor, avno sakino maso she'nichan v'shus harabim v'ziko? It's going to have to be the case where Avno Sakinu Maso She'anichan B'Rishus HaRabim V'Eziku, where a person goes ahead and puts a stone, a knife, or a pack in the middle of Rishus HaRabim and it damages. So instead of digging the bore, the ditch, the pit, he puts an item there. interest of the rabbi, and it damages someone. That is the tolda. Hey, chidab. So he says, what's the case exactly? Ida afkarinu, if you say that what the person did was he was mafkir, he made hefker, the even the sakin of the maso, he made it onalis. So there's going to be a machlokas later on between Rav and Shmuel in the case of Abno Sakino, but in the case where they put the stone or the knife in Rosh Hashanah Rav and the person, and he was mafkir it, so both Rav and Shmuel say, Hainu Bor, that's exactly Bor. Because what do you do in Bor? You dig a ditch that you don't own, and it becomes like it's yours, because you created the mazik of something that's not yours. You dug in Rosh Hashanah Rav. So too, if you put your own item there and you make it ownerless, that is identical, both according to Rav and Shmuel, to Bor. So that would be like Bor. V'ida lo afkarinu. And if the person who put the even, the stone or the socket or the knife or the pack, did not go ahead and make it ownerless, was not mafkir, did not make it hefker, so then this is where Shmuel and Rav have their machlokas as to what this Av or Tolda, what this activity that you did, what this mazik of Evan Sakin and Maso is. Shmuel says, Elish Shmuel, the Amar Kulami Borla Mahadu, if you go with Shmuel who says that going ahead and putting your item that you are not mafkir in Rosh Hashanah Rav and it damages, that's learned out, and that is from Bor, it's the same mazik as Bor, Hainu Bor. So then it's Bor. The Larav, and if you're going to go with Rav, the Amar who says Kulam Yishor Lamanu, that when you put an item in Rishus HaRabim that you are not mafkir, that this is not Bor because it's not ownerless, it's not something that is hefker, it's not something that is not owned by you, but rather you actually own it, so then it's really your property, which is like Shoro. So if it's Rav Yishor Lamanu, then Hayu Shor, then this is Shor. So now he says Maishna Bor, so let's go back. So if we say we're talking about where he was mafkirit, or he was not mafkirit according to Shmuel, so then we're back to the drawing board. Maishna Bor, what's unique about Bor? Shekein tchilas asiyasa lenezek, right? Umamoncha ushmirasa lelecha. Its initial creation was to be a damager. When he went ahead and dug the Bor, its initial creation was to be a damager. Umamoncha, and it is viewed as your mamon even though it's not. That's one of the uniquenesses of Bor, that since you created it, the Torah views it as if it's your mamon. Ushmirasan alecha. So too, Haninami, so too, Adno Sakino Maso. Tchilas Asiyasa Lenezek, its initial creation, right, goes ahead and establishes a damager, and umamoncha, and it becomes viewed as your mamon because you created it, u'shmirasan alecha, and you therefore have to watch it. Now, again, I'm pointing out that u'mamoncha doesn't really mean, when it comes to Bor, and even Eish Tosfos points out, doesn't mean mamash your property. Bor is one of the things the Gemara says, that even though it's not yours, the Torah views it as yours because you created the mazik, and therefore it's associated with you. But, at the end of the day, el tolda de Bor kebor. Tolda of Bor is like Bor. V'chikam Rav Papa, tolda de Mave, and when Rav Papa goes ahead and says that is a tolda that's not the yoytze behen, it's referring to the tolda of mave. So where it says my nihu, so what is mave? Mave, I told you yesterday what mave is, that it's a machlokas. But now we're going to first see an allusion to this machlokas, which we're going to see later on at the bottom of the daf. So where it says my nihu, what is mave? Eva Shmuel, if you're going to go with Shmuel, we're going to see on the bottom of the daf, Shmuel holds the amar mave zu shein. Shmuel holds that mave is shein. Ha'okimna, we already established tolda the shein kashein. So Shmuel, who's of the position, as you beautifully answered yesterday, that the Mave is Shein. So if it's Shein, we already learned that the Tolda of Shein is Kashein. Ila Rav, and if you're going with Rav, the Amar Mave za Adam, Rav, as you all know, already from yesterday, when I mentioned this, that Mave, according to Rav, is referring to Adam Amazik, not Shein, then my Avos and my Toldos is Pei. What Avos and Toldos exist by Adam? All there is Adam. The person goes ahead and damages. V'chitem, if you want to say Av is Neor, Av is when the person's awake. And Tolda is Yashay, when a person is sleeping, he's damaging in his sleep. No, but none. There's a Mishnah that says, Beferish Adam Mu'ad La'olam, a person is always going to be Chayiv when he's Mazik, unlike his Mamon, right, which if there's Shogeg, the person is potter when it comes to Adam Muad when it comes to Adam, it's Muad La'olam, even when he's Shogeg, he's going to be Chayiv. And the Mishnah goes on, Bein Er, Bein Yashen, whether he's damaging when he's awake, or even if he's asleep, rolling onto someone else and damaging him, he's going to be Chayiv. And the implication is that these are both equal in terms of being a Mazik, and they're both cases of an Av. Obviously, we learn this Be'in, we're going to have to ask, what was the Havmina, what was the Maskana? The Havmina actually held that maybe Yashen was a Tolda of Er, when he's awake. When he's awake, that's the Av, when he's asleep, that's the Tolda. And what has the Mishnah been Mechadish? It just says, Adam Mu'ala Olam, Bein Er, Bein Yashen. Maybe Yashen is the Tolda. But obviously, the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah is treating them equally as the equal Avs. Ela Akicho V'Nio. Rather, what are we talking about? What might the Tolda of Adam be? The Tolda of Adam might be when he, Akicho means like he spits, V'Nio could mean like his mucus. So a guy goes ahead and he spits or he schnatz all over someone. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's, you want to say that's the Tolda, when a person spits on something or he coughs up mucus? Echidami, what's the case? Ibahadi de azli kamaski kochahava. If the case is where the spit or the mucus damages on the fly while it's moving, so that's kochohava, that's the koach of the person. So the koach of the person is Adam Amazik. Like if someone goes ahead and he shoots an arrow, which is his koach, that's the same thing as punching someone. That's Adam Hamazik. E baser denayach. And if you're going to tell me that we're talking about the spit after it lands on the floor and then someone slips on it or trips on it, so bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, everyone holds. Rav and Shmuel, as we said, this is a damager that you created on the floor that's stationary, that everyone agrees, hainu bor. That's something that's hefker, and you created a damager which is a Rav, so that's bor. So it's not Adam. So, elatolda de mavek hamavek. At the end of the day, no matter what, whether it's Shane or whether it's Adam, the tolda of mave is kemave. It's going to have the same exact dinim as the av. It's going to share the same essential characteristics, and therefore, there's no reason to assume that the dinim and the lachos will be any different. The chikama rav papa, atolda de esh. So now the Gemara says, oh, so where will we say that rav papa holds that the toldos are not kiyote behen, are not similar in din to the av? That's in the toldos of Eish. The Gemara says, tolda de Eish, mind you, what would be a tolda of Eish? Elaine, if you want to say avno sakinu maso, it's a case where you put a stone or a knife or a pack, shenicha b'shut rosh gago, you put it on a roof, v'naflo b'ruach mitsuya v'ziko, and it fell off the roof in a what? In a ruach mitsuya, in a normal wind, and it damages the Ziko. So hechi dami. So what's the case? Ibahadi de azli kamaski. If it's damaging on the fly, so you put something up, you put an even on a roof, and the wind comes and it blows it off the roof and it damages while it's moving from the wind. So guess what? Hainu esh. That's esh. Because what's esh? Maishna esh. What's the uniqueness of esh? The koach achem urav bahen. It has another koach, another force, namely a normal ruach mitsuya, a normal wind that comes and attaches up to that which you place there, either the fire. Here it's, we're talking about the fire. Uman moncha, and you created this fire. Ushmiras alecha, and you had to watch it. And you didn't watch it, and you let the koach acher, the ruach mitsuya, come and take it and spread it and damage. So haninami, so too, the avno sakino masal that you put on a roof, and a ruach mitsuya came and joined up with it, and then it damaged on the fly, and it's mamoncha, and it's associated with you because you put it up there. Ushmirasa alecha, and you had to watch it. So it's exactly the same thing as Eish. You put the Eish there, and you put the Evan there on the roof. You put the Eish in your property. And then the Ruach Acher came and joined up and spread it or carried the rock off the roof. In both those cases, it's identical, and therefore, once again, the Gemara says, Ela tolda de esh keesh. At the end of the day, the tolda of esh is like esh. V'chikama Rav Papa, and when Rav Papa goes ahead and says his halacha, that tolda saying is not kiyotze ben, it must be referring to the tolda of regel. So Gemara says, regel? How could we say regel? Ha'ukim, that we already established on the previous amud. The tolda de regel k'regel. The tolda of regel is like regel. So Gemara says, v'chatzi nezek tsroros. We're not talking about regular regel, but we're rather talking about the halacha that you pay chatzi nezek for a case where when the animal is walking, the rock shoots out from the foot while walking normally. The hilchasa gemirila, there is a halacha l'moshe misinai that when an animal walks and rocks shoot out from the foot while it's walking normally, it's not kicking the rock, it's walking and then the rock shoots out from its normal walking, the halacha is that that damage, halacha l'moshe misinai, Rashi says, is a tolda of regel, because we'll see why it's a tolda of regel, but the payment is one of chati nezek, partial nezek, not full nezek. And regular nezek, you pay nezek shalim. Regular regel, you pay nezek shalim. And here you're paying chati nezek, so therefore it's lav kayotzi behen. But if it's lav kayotzi behen, and the dinim are different, so the Gemara asks, my kari la tolda de regel. Why is it called then the tolda of regel if it doesn't have the same dinim of regel? So the Gemara says, l'shalim na'aliyah, it's to tell you that you're going to have to pay for meitav. Because normally chati nezek is associated with what? With keren. And keren, as we will see, keren is the one, keren tam, where you pay chati nezek, is the one mazik where you don't pay from meitav. You don't pay from the best property and pay nezek shalem. But rather you only pay up to the worth of the behema that damaged. The mazik, the owner of the mazik, the owner of the behema only has to pay up to the amount of his behema that damaged. Meaning if the chati nezek is more than the damaging behema, he only pays what the damaging behema is worth. That's called mishalim migufo. Migufo mishalim when it comes to chati nezek. And this is teaching you that it's a tolda of regel that you pay min aliyah. It's not according to chati nezek knas by keren. This is going to be chati nezek of mamon. V'hami bayi rava. But the Gemara then says, I don't understand. But Rava actually had a shaila. The boy Rava asked, Chati nezek tsroros. The chati nezek of tsroros. Migufa mishalim? O min aliyah mishalim? Rava actually asked this question. You just said that the reason why it's called a tolda of regel is because Rav Papa is calling it a tolda of regel because you have to pay min aliyah, you have to pay the best, and you don't pay from the behema, from the worth of the behema. But Rava actually had a question: whether chati nezek of tsroros migufa mishalim, do you pay only up to the worth of the damaging behema, or min aliyah mishalim, or do you pay the from the best land nezek shalim? So the Rava bayilei. Rava had a question. Rav Papa pshitilei, but Rav Papa, to him it was pashit. To him it was pashit that chati nezek of tsroros pays min aliyah, pays from meitav. And that's why it's called the Tolda of Regel. But it says, L'Rava, the Mivayli, the Rava, who has the Shaila, Amai Karila Tolda de Regel. Why was it called the Tolda of Regel? If he wasn't 100% sure that Sroros, the Chati Nezek of Sroros, you pay from the Aliyah, so in what sense is it like Regel? So he says, it's like Regel, the Pot Rebbe Shusha Rabim. Like Regel, which, similar to Shane, is Pot Rebbe Shusha Rabim, so too, Chati Nezek of Sroros, like regel, is potter in Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara goes on, Hamave Vahever, my Mave, what is Mave? So this is the machlokas that we referred to a couple of times already. Rav Amar, Rav says that Mave in the Mishnah, Mave Ze Adam. So that third Avos Nezikin that was listed in the Mishnah of Mave, that's Adam, according to Rav. Shmuel Amar, Mave Ze HaShem. Mave refers to Shem. Rav Amar, Mave Ze Adam. Rav says that Mave is Adam, based on what? Yachsiv. Amar Shomer Asa Boker Vegam Laila in Tevayin Boyu. So Amar Shomer means, the Shomer says, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asa Boker, like the morning comes, it's talking about the Tzadikim, it comes from the Tzadikim, Vegam Laila and also night, Im Tevayin Boyu, if you seek, it's referring to Mechila and Tshuva, but the real play here is Boyu, seek, who's the seeker? The seeker is man, Boyu, the seeker being man. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Mave ze Hashem. Tichsev, Eich nechpesu Esav, Nivu matzun asav. How Esav has been searched out, his treasures. Nivu matzun bonav, how are his hidden things sought out? So the Gemara says, okay, so what is Nivu sought out, seeking, things like that? What does that got to do? How do you see that refers to shame? My mashma. So he says, right, well, how does that imply shame? In the Targum of Yosef, Ichdin is Belish Esav is Galin Matmuroi. The pasuk, according to the Targum, means how has Esav been searched out, meaning his stuff, his hidden things. So now, instead of translating Nivu as sought out or seeking out or having, right, sought out, it rather translates it as exposed, his hidden things exposed, And as we talked about earlier, something that's exposed, that's like the teeth. The teeth sometimes are exposed and sometimes are hidden. So therefore it refers to shame.